All right, listeners, welcome back to another empowering episode of the Be Fabulous Podcast. This is episode 89, and I do hope, and it's always my mission and my goal, is to really try to, you know, be that voice of positivity and that voice of encouragement, because I do want to empower you to become the best version of yourself. So today I want to dive in to a topic that, you know, many of you might know that is close to my heart, and that is always personal growth. I believe we try so hard as entrepreneurs to be the best entrepreneur, to make the most money, to do all the things that entrepreneurs do and be the best at it, that sometimes our personal growth stalls and stops. And I do believe there's harmony to be had in both our personal life and our business life. So I really wanted to talk about that today, because I think it's what's embracing the challenges of entrepreneurship, and it's personal growth that can happen, and we can thrive and survive, and we can do many good things if we also work on ourselves. Because I do believe in building a better business, it starts with building a better you. And there's always room for improvement, and trying to find out who we are, what we want to do, how we want to serve will be an ongoing process, just like the same thing in your business. Where do you want to be in your business? Who do you want to serve? How do you want to get there? And let's try to put them together a little bit closer, or at least in your earbuds today, let me have you hear that you do need to work on personal growth, and at least give it some attention, right? It'll help you with overwhelm and burnout, because I do think when, I've been saying that a lot this episode, I do think, we just started, but I do think that this, that fine line marriage, because if your personal life's off, your business life is off as an entrepreneur. And I think the same, even if you're going to drive to a 9-to-5 and you get there and things at home aren't right, I think it throws you off for the day, and you can't always bury yourself in your work. So a little personal story. Many of you know I've been in this industry as a wedding photographer for 42 years. I've been a photographer for 42 years. So it's just a photographer, a storytelling photographer. And, you know, COVID came, as we all know, we won't relish that. But I was already looking for what my exit plan was going to be. And my body was starting to tell me, hey, slow down, take a step back. So I started thinking, you know, mid 95, 97, 98, maybe it's time to think about my exit plan. And 2020 would be 40 years in the industry. And then, of course, as I mentioned, COVID came. So we all knew we had to work a few more years. So I wrapped up the last COVID wedding at the end of November 22, but had already come to terms with, and there's another episode that talks about, you know, when coming to terms with your next chapter. And I'll link that into the show notes somewhere if you haven't heard that one before. But I knew that I needed to make some changes. And it's like, when was the right time? Because I've been blessed in my career to book 18 to 2 years out. So when do I stop? So I just started dropping hints and letting people know. But I had to make this decision because I hit this roadblock of my body is saying stop. My body is saying you're going to do more damage. I have big titanium rods in my back. I have RA severely. My years of playing hockey and softball and all other kinds of sports has beat my body up. And while I loved all the sports, I'm like many athletes now in my later years, feeling the pain from that. So it became a fear in me. And while it wasn't a mindset fear, it was the fear of if I slip and fall during a wedding, how would I finish that wedding? I know myself enough to know that the adrenaline would take over and the gumption would be in me and I would just push through. But now I would have to start bringing two or three people along, bringing other people to carry things. And all of a sudden I became that photographer that had six people with them. And it's mostly because I needed help doing things. And that's where the struggle for me began. That fear began, because if I would push through, would I damage myself and hurt myself to paralysis, which was, I was told, one slip or a fall with all this equipment on me could lead to paralysis. And aside from being embarrassed and feel horrible for the client, and maybe, you know, maybe some of the sue factor came in because I couldn't fulfill it, just, I couldn't deliver what I wanted to deliver. I love being that storytelling photographer. I love getting down and getting angles. I love walking around a lot. I don't sit down at a wedding. I look for the moments and I want to capture those. And I had already started shaking really bad, and the aches and the pains a couple of days before, let alone the days after weddings, and sometimes just driving home, where I had started just staying in a hotel close by the event so I could have ice immediately on my legs and my back. And the arthritis really started kicking to my hands and the shaking began. I already had taken big equipment. And remember, when I started back in the 80s, it was big equipment. Anybody who says you don't injure yourself or your body doesn't take a toll in the wedding industry, I think is wrong. I think we're on our feet a lot. I think we, again, as the adrenaline's going on that day, we push through, but we're always not eating the healthiest. We're always not hydrating. So it's like anything else. It's endurance and you have to be on. And I knew with my shaking, even getting smaller cameras and not having them on my shoulders and getting them off my belt straps, I was still shaking and I couldn't deliver. And then I would see a creative shot that I wanted to do, part of a story, get down low, and I couldn't do it. And so for me, that was taking some of the joy out of what I love to do, out of my passion and my enthusiasm. So that I knew I had to start really thinking about this challenge I was again. Do I step back all the way? Because if I did get hurt, what about the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 other weddings, depending on when I would get hurt, I would not be available for. And I didn't want to put my clients in that way. You know, maybe part of it was pride that I've busted my butt for 42 years. I wanted to go down on my terms. I wanted to exit on my terms, not a career-ending injury, right? So I could have thrown in the towel and just said, chuck it all. But I knew that that wasn't part of me, that I needed to still be involved and do things. And I still wanted to help other wedding entrepreneurs and business owners believe that you can have a career of this, that you can have a successful, profitable, and purposeful career as a wedding makeup artist, a venue owner, a planner, a musician, whatever it is, but especially as a photographer. So it was a nerve-wracking period in COVID, as you all know, but it was also because I knew I needed to start making a change. How do I, you know, not start taking on new clients? I have been blessed to have this foundation of clients that have continued to send me clients. If I've done all three daughters' weddings, I've done all three daughters' weddings. If there's a family of two sons and two daughters, I've done both the sons and the daughters. And so I knew that I wanted to send a letter out to all my current clients and say, hey, I'm not taking new clients, but if there's the last daughter or last son or yes, friends for me, I photographed their parents' wedding. Now it's time for their daughters to get married at 19 or 20, right? So it was just really hard. So I had to make that decision. And that was also part of my growing in my personal life because I knew that I had the calling of wanting to still speak and talk. And I've been doing that for a few years, but I knew that I could no longer do both. And so, you know, when you have to admit to yourself, hey, something has to give, you have to find that pain and say, the pain to continue on would be greater, the ramifications would be greater. How can you step away from doing something that you love and still be able to be an entrepreneur and be part of it? And I think that is a rise and a thrive navigational entrepreneur challenge that we all see. So I knew I had to sit in that moment of solitude for a while. And I kept asking myself, what is the challenge trying to teach me? And then it hit me like a bolt. I knew that I had to just start letting everybody know that I was stepping away and that I was going to be more available for speaking, for emceeing events, for anything in the industry, but also to reach outside the industry where my message might not have been reaching at all. I need people outside the industry to hear about me where I could maybe come and motivate, come empower, come do some mindset, motivation, and momentum and leadership skills into other industries. So that's what I had to do. I really took the time to invest in, okay, where's other speaking opportunities? I worked on getting my speaker page up. I worked on getting my speaker one page up. I worked on getting my speaker bio. I really worked on coming up with topics that I think, and I would push myself to submit and often get rejection. Hey, not right now. But then I would get the, oh my gosh, thank heaven you're available. We love to hear you come and MC our talk. Because I knew that I would have to accept this opportunity of stepping back as a way to learn to step forward. And it worked. I started believing in myself. My body started feeling better. When I photographed the last wedding in early 23, and I knew I had no other clients on my list, scary money-wise, let's not lie here, let's be honest. But my gosh, my body felt some relief. I knew that I wouldn't have to take so much extra care through the week to be ready to be on and to show up and show off and to just give it my all on that one day. And they've been miserable for the next couple of days. And I didn't want to have to hide anymore that I was in pain. And I didn't want to have to admit to others, you know what, I can't bend down that low anymore. Or I can't walk as fast as I walked, and I have to bring a wagon or I have to bring other people with me. That pride for me was a lot. So I knew, what was this teaching me? What was it saying? And it was saying to me, then let's go after your next calling. Let's go after your next mission. That's when I started finding the personal growth, because that navigating that entrepreneur challenge is where I started finding that growth. So I want to be clear here that I didn't see that challenge as a setback. It didn't make me any less of a successful photographer, but it also set me up to come back doing something different that I feel I was called to do and others have said to me for years I should be doing. It forced me to really dive in and start saying to everybody that I'm a speaker, an MC, you know, a moderator, not just an entrepreneur, but that the photography didn't define me as a person, but I was a person. That is the career that I had, and that's what I did, but it didn't define who I was. So I went through those mindset shifts and I honed my skills, and I have a lot to do. I love talking on this podcast. As I stand here and talk, I use my hands. So I'm always working on talking with my hands less. But I knew that with my learning disability, my dyslexia, and my speech impediment that many of you throughout all these episodes have cheered me on about and supported and gave me stories about that your son or your daughter has it or that you have one, and that I keep moving forward because I was going to leave an industry or leave a career where I was telling stories with my camera and I didn't have to talk. Now I want to share stories and I want to hear other people's stories and I want to empower others to believe in themselves, embrace what makes them babble, and dig deep. But how would my words come across? How would my learning disabilities hinder me? So I kept saying, what would this challenge trying to teach me? What is this challenge? What is it saying? So I knew that I had to start working my client list and let people know what I was doing. And lo and behold, that message started getting out with the right people. Some of them were in positions that I had worked for before. I had covered events and they are now leading a leadership event. And they're like, hey, Bobby, we believe in you. This is not a charity case. Come and do leadership. And it worked and worked and worked. So I want to share that story a little bit with you because, again, I'm really somebody who, man, I've been on my own for so long, right? I won't get into my big origin story for this episode, but I've been on my own since I've been 16, and this is what I knew how to do. I fell in love with photography. I didn't want to do anything else, and I wanted to be that sports photographer. I didn't want to do anything else, and then boom, whatever lesson was supposed to be when I got hurt, I segue into something else. And so now I feel, okay, here's the next chapter. My body is hurting again. And when I hurt the first time, I got out of that chapter. My body is hurting again now from that injury. It's time to move on from that chapter. So I just wanted to really share with you all and know that I did have to shift my mindset and that my skills were honed and my confidence was starting to get rebuilt that I can too still share, even my learning disability. And brick by brick, I'm going to build my speaking, emceeing, and, you know, a little bit of consulting the same way I built my photography business. Foundation strong with others that also believe in me and support me and get clients that will continue to bring me more clients. Because my friend, that is the beauty of when you have the opportunity to start over, start a next chapter, and to continue to grow. Just because one door closes, for whatever reason, doesn't mean the other one can't open. Doesn't mean that there's not more for you. And you need to surround yourself with people that want more for you than from you. And that they're not obstacles, but opportunity to continue to become the person that you need to be, to move on to your next level of success by whatever definition. So today I thought we could explore why challenges should be embraced and how your mindset can shape your journey and why confidence is built in the face of adversity. And of course, we'll end with three inspired actions that I hope you'll put into action right away, right? So before we jump in to the heart of today's discussion, I want you to hang tight with me, turn those earbuds up even more, And I'll be right back with you on the other side, and we're going to dive in. Thanks, friends. Little corner of the podcast world. I'm Bobby Brinkman, your host and guide on this transformational journey of business and personal growth. Known as a confidence and motivational instigator, I'm also a speaker, transformational leader, and a mindset coach. But more importantly, I'm here to empower you to transform your business and life with actionable strategies, inspiring stories, valuable resources, and connections. The BFABL podcast is a space where creatives tune in to fuel their growth, ignite their energy, tap into the power of their purpose and passion to build thriving businesses and lives while becoming the best version of themselves. Together, we'll dive into the mindset and motivation you need to achieve success on your own terms. Because my friends, if you're doing what you love, it should bring you profit, purpose, and joy. We'll also shed light on the essential topics like imposter syndrome, self-care, setting boundaries, and overcoming that negative self-talk. I'm here to cheer you on and remind you to be your biggest fan, to be your own hero, helping you overcome any obstacles in your entrepreneurial journey. Through engaging solo episodes and insightful conversations with inspiring guests who will bring their own stories, experiences, and expertise to the conversation. Together, we're going to cultivate a fabul community of heart-centered, confident entrepreneurs and leaders that are ready to continue to make meaningful impact. So once again, I'm Bobby Brinkman, your host, here to support you every step of the way. With a steadfast commitment to empowerment, mindset, motivation, and momentum, we're going to pave the way for thriving businesses and lives that we genuinely deserve. Time to motivate, educate, and celebrate who you are and where you are here on the BFABL podcast. So friends, grab your earbuds, hit that play button, and get ready to embrace what makes you fabul and take action to build the business and life that you want and deserve. So grateful and appreciative of sharing space with me throughout this podcast. Now let's get back to the show. All right, listeners, I think we got the gist of it, right? Thank you for letting me share a little bit of story so that hopefully it will set the tone a little bit about why I wanted to share this conversation with you. But I also want to share you some guiding principles about this episode, or maybe behind this episode. That entrepreneurship, is as enriching and exciting as it is, comes with its own set of challenges. That's where the fabul happens. These challenges are not just mere obstacles to be feared or avoided. My friends, there are golden opportunities for personal growth, for building an unshakable mindset, and for boosting your confidence in ways that you never thought possible. Each challenge that you face on this journey is merely a brushstroke on this canvas of this life that you're creating. You're adding depth, you're adding color, you're putting texture. Everything that you do in your personal and professional life is a masterpiece, and every single day you have the opportunity to keep creating. So what challenges will they mean? This first major point today is understanding what a challenge really means in the context of entrepreneurship. I know the word challenge often comes with a heavy connotation, and it's usually seen as a dark cloud that glooms over our head or our goals or darkens our doorstep. And almost as if it's something to be avoided and even dreaded. But that might be a limited way to look at it, right? First, challenges are not the setbacks. They're the setups for your comeback. They are the turn the page to start the next chapter. They're the exclamation point and the bullet point before you turn the next chapter or before you close a book entirely and go get another one. You heard that right. They're setups for your comeback. Each challenge that comes your way is like an invitation. It's just a gateway to climb higher. Move a little closer to your goals, move forward, or even step back and stop and reevaluate. And you're able to do that even more than before. Because when you're faced with something difficult, something that truly will test your limits, you're also given an opportunity to break through those limits. The bigger the challenge, often the bigger opportunity for growth, right? We've heard that said before. We've said it a million times on this podcast. On the other side of the discomfort, on the other side of that pain, on the other side of that risk is growth and possibility, profit and purpose. If you put this into perspective, right? Imagine a mountain climber. You've always been able to climb the hills and all these smaller mountains. And then one day you find yourself starting up this massive, intimidating peak. Now you have two choices. You can go back down and continue what you know, go around it, maybe the same path that you've always seen, not seeing a new point of view, or you push yourself to climb to that peak, because today you believe that you can take these next steps. Today you believe in your confidence, you know your skill set, and you know that you can do it. And today's the day that you're going to look that mountain in the face and say, you know what, today, even if I get 2 steps higher, that's more than I was today. And if I get to the top of that massive peak, wow, even greater success, right? You pushed yourself, you challenge yourself. If you choose to do that, you're going to struggle and you're going to sweat. And you might even know, what the heck was I thinking? That peak is even further once you start going. And you start reaching the top, you're like, wow, that's so much more. And again, at that moment, you can stop. Look around, mark off the list that you went midway. That is success, friends. That is growth. Be proud of that. But then you might go, oh my gosh, if I get all the way to the top, the view is like nothing I've ever seen before. And then you get up there and your whole perspective changes by when you're looking down and looking how far you've come. And you've accepted it and you overcame the challenge. You took the risk. You were smart about it. You didn't risk health. But that risk, that adventurous, that adrenaline took over. The same applies to your entrepreneurship journey. Each challenge, whether it's in marketing or finance, leadership, or in personal development, will add a layer of complexity and a layer of reward to your journey. You learn to strategize better, to communicate more effectively, to lead more authentically. The more challenges you face and overcome, the richer your journey becomes, paving the way for personal and professional growth. In essence, friends, challenges are the tuition fees that you pay for the invaluable lessons that you learn in entrepreneurship. They're an integral part of your journey. Next time you find yourself starting a challenge square, or you're looking it in the face, or a risk comes, or that doubt comes in, I want you to stop and remember, this won't be a setback. I'm going to overcome that doubt. I'm going to work through that doubt. I'm going to get rid of my limiting beliefs. And I know that I am going to be setting myself up for something fabo that might not even have been possible had I not started taking risk and looking at these challenges in a different way. Here's a wisdom nugget for you. Each challenge is a stepping stone, elevating you to a higher level of understanding, skill, and resilience. All right. Here's another critical aspect of embracing challenges, building confidence in the face of uncertainty. Now, I am sure you all will agree that this entrepreneurial journey is anything but predictable, but it's precisely in those unpredictable, uncertain moments that our confidence has its chance to shine. Our mindset has the chance to power us through. The belief in what we're doing will work us and challenge us. That's how we get by those challenges, right? We have a chance to shine, and more importantly, to build. We can build from it. That foundation is laid. We're going to work at it from the ground up. See, confidence isn't just that magical, fabulous trait that you're born with. It's cultivated through these experiences, especially when we're tested. Imagine you're navigating that ship through this calm water, and it's comfortable, and it's great, and you're looking at the sunset or the sunrise, and you're just, oh man, you're falling asleep because it's so comfortable. But would it make you a skillful captain if you just kept doing that? Do you get to really call yourself a captain that has faced adversity, that knows how to handle rough waters or dangerous obstacles that come in your way? Not really. But when you start navigating through a storm, on the other hand, you will see your skills come to fruition. You will see your skills that you probably didn't even realize that you had be put to the test, and they'll reveal themselves as the strengths that you may not have never known you had. Same logic applies when we're entrepreneurs, whether we're creative entrepreneurs, industrial entrepreneurs, whatever it is. Each challenge you overcome, every storm that you navigate through, not only teaches you valuable lessons, but gives you that undeniable proof of your abilities, that you know more than you know, and that you are capable more than you're capable of. You handled disgruntled client gracefully. You negotiated a tough deal. You didn't cave in and go less to meet the client, but the client rose to meet you where you are because of your expertise. You pivoted your business strategy and you came out stronger. You said no to a few more opportunities that allowed you to say yes to one that you've been waiting for. Each of these instances reinforced the belief that you can indeed face and conquer the next challenge that comes your way. It builds a robust, resilient form of confidence, a confidence rooted not in arrogance, but in proven ability and hard-earned victories. I often hear people say, I'll be confident when I achieve a $1 million wedding. I'll be confident and successful when I book 3 infamous, famous people. But let me flip that narrative for you, friends. You won't necessarily be confident when you achieve X. You become more confident as you work towards X. As you face and overcome the challenge that X throws your way, you may just land that $1 million luxury wedding. You may just land that influential client. But the work that you do along the way, if that's X, if those two things are what defines you as success, and you don't have the confidence that you can do that, don't have the confidence now. Work on the confidence now, right? You're confident enough to land those jobs. Just because they're not landing in your office or in your inbox doesn't mean you're not capable or have the skills to do them. You're not ready for them yet. And they're not ready for you yet. They don't know what all you have to offer. But when they do, friends, when they do start listening and seeing and watching you grow, that's when it will line up. So don't wait for a trouble-free path to build your confidence. Instead, relish the challenges that come with the terrain of entrepreneurship. Each one is an opportunity to strengthen your self-belief, proving to yourself that you can face uncertainty head-on and still come out victorious. In short, confidence isn't born from certainty, friends. It's forged in the fires of challenge and adversity. So the next time you're faced with a challenge, remember, this is your moment. This is your opportunity to shine and build a form of confidence that is unshakable, empowering, and real. Confidence isn't born from certainty. It's forged in the fires of challenge and adversity. Please keep that in mind. All right, here's your 3 inspired action steps for your listeners. 1, reflect. Take a moment and jot down a recent challenge and identify what it taught you. Then I want you to adopt a mantra. Create a personal mantra that you can repeat during challenging times. Some empowering mantras might be, I'm resilient, strong, and capable of overcoming a challenge. I attract success by being my authentic self. I am worthy of abundance, success, and happiness. Right? Start telling you those things. I lead with my heart. Success will follow. Confidence is my second nature. Courage is my first, right? Start having a mantra. Think of a mantra that you can adapt and work through. They can serve as a daily touch point, helping you refocus and realign your mindset. They can be especially powerful when recited in moments of challenge and uncertainty. Again, not going big woo-woo and fluff-fluff, but these are things I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself. We talked about that in episode 88. Look in the mirror and remind yourself that you're where you are right now, but you know that you're working on where you want to be. And be grateful and thankful that you're standing here. And tell yourself in the mirror that all the work that you've done to get here. Then 3, I want you to connect. I want you to reach out to either a mentor or another peer and discuss the challenges that you both might be facing or as a group. Not a wine session or event session, but just ways to gain a fresh perspective that you're all connecting on something. All right, friends, uncertainty, thrive. You can do that when your confidence is challenged. You can do that when you're navigating entrepreneurial challenges for personal growth. I am not telling you I was the greatest photographer. I'm not telling you I'm the greatest speaker. I'm telling you that I give it my best. And I show up every day for my clients there and now. And I want to show up for you. So I share different things with you as we're going. I am going through a lot of hell right now in my personal life. And I'm sure in episodes coming up, some of that I'll talk about. Some of it's not my story to tell, but I can tell you from my lens and how it affects me. Navigating these entrepreneurial challenges has been hard. And I know for a fact that making this decision to step away from clients and not photographing, I wouldn't be able to deal with what I'm dealing with now here at the time of this recording in fall of 23. I wouldn't be able to do anything, take away being hurt and my health. I wouldn't have been able to concentrate and give my all, what I built my business on and my legacy with what I'm going through right now in my life. So I know that there's personal growth happening for me. It's hard. It's not easy. I believe in the power of facing it straight on and giving it my all. not going to let it win. I don't always think of the competition more or less, but I know it's every day I'm growing and every day I take one step further. I don't know exactly where the steps are leading me, but I've been able to speak this year. I've been able to be on the road speaking and giving my full attention to that while still dealing with things back in my personal life at home. But I could not have done all three things. And I can honestly tell you, I could not have served my clients as a photographer with the chapter that I'm in right now and the season that I'm in. So take that for what it's worth. We'll keep talking. I'm here for you. Know that I believe in you and that you're capable of anything you put your mind to. We're going to rise and thrive together, my friends. We're going to rise and thrive together. Peace and gratitude. Till next time, continue to keep being fabulous and believing in yourself and embrace what makes you fabulous. Thanks for sharing space with me today, friends.